If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. What is a lock in sports betting? A lock is simply put a bet you can't lose. You know that. And with MyBookie, you cannot lose on their NBA lock of the season. Put a bet on either team to score between the Mavericks and the Nuggets. And when the first bucket hits, boom, you win. Let me put it like this. An NBA game has never gone scoreless, so you're going to win. This is a lock. It doesn't get any easier than that. MyBookie wants you to get a taste of winning because it tastes so good. With superstars like Jokic, Doncic going head-to-head Friday night of this week, it will not take more than a minute of game time before your bet, cha-ching, cashes in. And that's not all. You get paid Friday, wake up Saturday, and then you throw down on UFC 267. Saturday night, MyBookie is giving all users a $100 risk-free wager on the light heavyweight championship main event fight. So don't wait. Head to MyBookie.com now and use my promo code ZABE. That's promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and MyBookie will instantly double your first deposit. That's promo code ZABE. You can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the ZABEcast, just when you thought COVID was done with the NFL, think again. Thursday's showcase game in Arizona could be without a big Packer star. Notorious J.A.Y. joins the show today. We'll talk about the astounding Alec Baldwin screw-up, Dave Chappelle's latest comedy special, and what your price would be on the Brady Ball. All that plus a rousing FTG to start your Tuesday. Your 40-minute uncensored ZABE Express is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Thank you for downloading. Well. League's been all vaccinated. We've had a year plus of guys getting exposed, quarantining, testing, protocols, masking, biosensors on players. We're still doing COVID in the NFL. Apparently we are. And it has fucked up Thursday night's matchup. Davante Adams is on the COVID list. On it on Monday, there is like no chance. I've not yet seen that he is officially out for Thursday, but you would think it'd be no chance. Now, maybe he'll get two negative tests in the next 48 hours and be eligible, but God dang almighty. Joe Barry is also on the COVID list for the Packers, which means they are in advanced protocols. There could be an outbreak with the Packers. Matt Nagy, head coach of the Bears. Same thing. So much for those vaccinations, huh? When will the NFL start pressuring players now to get a booster shot? And how many will they be required to get per year or browbeat into getting? How do players who didn't really want to get vaccinated but then did, because the NFL said it'll be a lot easier for you, won't have to get tested as much, who then catch COVID, how are they going to feel? How many players might end up with myocarditis if they're on their second or third booster? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. How about them vaccinations, huh? Stop testing. I said this a long time ago. Others did as well. At some point, the testing industry for COVID has got to be dismantled. It's tough because it is a billion-dollar industry that has guaranteed revenue streams, has no real competitors, and has the full force of the government and other major institutions and the media backing it. Stop testing asymptomatic people. Sure, you want to test somebody who's truly symptomatic just to know if they've got COVID or something else? Fine. But guess what? Virus gonna virus. Virus already done, gone, done, and virus all over the place. It's gonna go where it wants, when it wants, how it wants. We can't stop it. We can't do anything about it. If you're in a vulnerable age group, you should get the vaccine. If you think you need more protection after a certain number of months, you should check with your doctor, maybe get a booster. But otherwise, you can't stop it. Stop testing asymptomatic people. Stop the sort of the systematic testing, the surveillance testing. Like, we're going to test every week just to be sure. Oh, bing, you found it. Great. Now what? I have no symptoms, but I found that I have been in contact with the virus. Okay. Then there's this story. Democrat State Senator Tina Pawlowski told viewers that she wants Governor Ron DeSantis to pull his nomination of Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo because of his refusal to put on a mask prior to a meeting with Pawlowski. She cited her recent breast cancer diagnosis as the basis for the mask policy. However, video and photographic evidence shows that Pawlowski spent time in close proximity with unmasked Democrats on the very same day as her scheduled meeting with Dr. Latipo. In addition to the previously reported photo and video showing her meeting with State Senator Shervin Jones on October 12th, more recent video has since surfaced showing Pawlowski in close proximity with fellow Democrat State Senator Lorraine Ausley during an Agriculture Committee hearing on October 20th. Maybe she just doesn't want to be near Republicans who are not masked. While Pawlowski arrived at the meeting wearing a mask, she removed it after completely taking her seat. Neither Pawlowski nor Ausley wore the mask for the 35-minute duration of the meeting and leaned closely to speak with Ausley at the conclusion of the meeting. The meeting with Latipo never actually took place because Pawlowski said the appointment resulted in a masking standoff after she refused to allow him into the meeting without a mask. I have a strict mask policy in my office. I take a lot of meetings, as you can imagine, with groups of people. Pawlowski also told viewers that no one has ever questioned her office masking policy, though through dozens of meetings, and that Latipo was the first person to ever refuse to wear a mask. It's not clear when Pawlowski began enforcing the office masking policy. When asked about the video and photos of her appearing with unmasked colleagues, her office acknowledged that she hasn't consistently applied the policy, but insists that Latipo should have done so when requested, rather than attempt to move the meeting outside where both might be more comfortable. Yes, he said, do you want to meet outside? Hell, he should have said, why don't we meet through prison plexiglass on those little telephones? Although I have certainly not been perfect about wearing a mask, said Pawlowski, I've never declined to wear one when someone has asked me to do so. I am also very thankful that the Senate president agrees that this is an issue of respect and decorum. The bottom line is that the Surgeon General should have respected my wishes. Fuck your wishes. Fuck your mask. Fuck your bullshit. I say this on behalf of everybody on Team Reality. Fuck you, Tina Polsky, to the moon and back. And I'm sure I'm going to get an angry email or two to say, how dare you say that about her? You know, she's got breast cancer. Certainly he could have worn the mask. She did it to make him bend the knee. That's all it is. It's not fucking science. Seriously, people. We are, how many days now? 365 plus, don't try to do the math. We're a billion days into 2 weeks to slow the spread. This is fucking madness. As soon as Fauci flip-flopped, and as soon as Biden started wearing a mask, and as soon as the Democrats realized that Trump wasn't going to wear a mask, boom, it was on. The mask became a political symbol, nothing else. And for you people who still think they do something, anything, you are fools. Stop thinking that. If you have to wear one for work, fine. I feel bad for you. But if you really think they do something, you're a fool. And for you people like Polsky who insist it's a courtesy or some other bullshit like that, fuck yourself. This is how society unravels. You don't get to dictate what other people wear because you are a hypochondriac with a poor understanding of data and scientific evidence. Enough already. On behalf of everybody on Team Reality, fuck off. And if this results in you never listening to my podcast again, if you think I'm out of line, whatever. Write me a long email. I'll delete it in 2 seconds. Never listen again. Don't need you. Don't want you. We're at the point now where we are sorting ourselves out as a country. So let's sort ourselves out peacefully. On you go. On your way.
He didn't wear a mask.
He's like, you want to go outside? How close do I need to be to you? It's just ridiculous. And yeah, the NFL should probably stop testing its players because guess what? They're going to get this. As long as they keep testing, they're going to keep catching fragments of the virus and the testing and the glancing blows of it. No, I might have had it and he might have had it. Sucks. Sucks for the Packers. Sucks for Devontae Adams. We'll see what Thursday brings. All right, time for Notorious J-A-Y.
Hello.
Hello, la la la. You know, the thought crossed my mind today on the airplane as I'm watching Dave Chappelle's The Closer on my phone. I thought, is someone going to see it and get in my face about it saying, how dare you watch that? Even though there's no nudity. I'm listening on my headphones. You can't hear any of the jokes. Nobody did, but I was actually mentally, Jay, preparing for it.
I can't remember a comedy special more maligned than that in my lifetime.
Maligned by some. Maligned by some. Not everybody,
Andrew Dice Clay. People were up in arms about his act. But
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Right, yeah.
Yada, 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 da cock.
Right. But this one, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but... be mad if you want to.
Yeah, be mad. And they will. And they were, and I'm sure they are going to be so. All right. That said, I found it to be a little bit slow in pace. Maybe expecting Kevin Hart.
do you say you want me to be angry because you said that, right?
No.
Do you not see the difference what a great comedian is and what Kevin Hart is? Between those two.
Kevin Hart is a hack. Kevin Hart is the black Dane Cook.
Oh, you're sick. He's got
is
one
that, is that a good one?
No, you're 100% okay. Right. I've never understood. He made me laugh in Central Intelligence. I found that movie very funny, but maybe it was more The Rock. But he's never made me laugh. Because he's just loud and it's just one pitch.
Loud, high energy. And yeah, that's his whole shtick. So, I mean, Chappelle was good. I was definitely laughing. I definitely loved the way he presented things. My only thing about this was
I found some of his anecdotes to set up jokes a bit hard to believe. Like, I know that every artist, every comedian has certain license to fit narratives to what they want. But to say that a woman followed him around the mall, store after store, and then followed him all the way out to his car? Not sure I bought that entirely. But okay.
That was the problem you had, really, Zabe? Come on. That was your problem? Okay.
What? If a comedian is going to say this actually happened to me, I kind of want to believe that it actually happened to him.
Okay.
Otherwise, just shape the joke differently. That's all. I don't know.
Okay. If that's your only problem, you'll be okay.
I still had like 30 minutes left on the special. Where does it rank? What?
Oh, you got to wait till the end.
Does he start just firebombing things? Boom, 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 boom.
No, he tells a great story about someone he knows that is trans.
Okay.
And it all ties in. And I watched it twice and I'm like, why are the trans community so upset? And I still don't understand why they're upset about it, but you have to watch the last 10 or 15 minutes.
I do like how he ripped the women's movement because they're all bitching in Hollywood wearing the same color dresses, but none of them fired their agents.
I'm slowly wanting to put him in the Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor conversation and the Chris Rock as the best ever.
It's too bad what happened to Chris Rock.
What, he cheated on his wife?
He decided to stop being funny.
Oh, well. Well, Eddie did too at one point. Pryor stopped being funny at one point.
Well,
I guess you can only do it so long.
I think some of those guys, they kind of ran out of material. But I think Chris Rock decided, I want to be an accepted celebrity who has to trim his sails, comedically, to fit in a certain Hollywood lane. And it's a calculated move that I don't disrespect. I just am disappointed because I found Chris Rock's early comedy to be searingly funny.
I think his divorce effed him up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After his divorce, he kind of went on a different path.
Was he married to somebody famous?
No, he was married to a smoke show of a chick, and he cheated on her, and she took half his shit.
Malak Compton Rock? M-A-L-A-A-K, 96 to 2016.
That's her, yeah.
There's a Lola Simone Rock. Maybe that's his daughter?
Perhaps? His daughter, yeah. He's got a daughter.
Oldest daughter, Lola Simone, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he started doing Adam Sandler movies, which are unfunny to me now.
Because of why? Adam Sandler is no longer funny? Or you've heard enough Adam Sandler voice impressions and jokes?
Someone who thought Billy Madison was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, he clearly went downhill after that. What's the last good Adam Sandler movie that you can remember?
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Wedding Singer.
Okay, I'll take that.
Happy Gilmore.
Okay. Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, Billy Madison. That's it. But you know what? I did like Funny People with him and Seth Rogen. I liked that movie.
Okay.
So how about maybe
he didn't take his own advice when it comes to men and women and platonic friends, Chris Rock.
Well,
this is how cool women are. A woman can walk in a party with her man. There'll be four guys in a party that she fucked, and it will not faze her one bit. She will introduce her man to every one of those guys like there is nothing to it. I want you to meet Brad, and this is Kevin, and this is Mark, and this is Michael. They're all my friends.
I'm trying to find the part where he's saying, for a guy, a platonic female friend is just somebody you haven't fucked yet.
Yet.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And a man is only as faithful as his options.
As his options. I was just going to say that. That is 100%. A lot of men go, well, how do you cheat? You're only as faithful as your options.
Yeah. I you know, I reject that, Jay. I reject that.
Of course you do. Yes.
But yeah.
Man is basically as faithful as his options.
Yes.
Now this is 2012. So this
is still married.
10 years ago. Oh.
That's how faithful a man is. No more, no less. And you see all these fat Republican guys going, I would never do such a thing. This is a travesty. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't no 20-year-old girls trying to blow Orrin Hatch. Nobody trying to give Newt Gingrich some. I don't give a fuck. You ain't never going to hear Newt Gingrich go, man, I wish these hoes would back up off.
Now, that said, that's actually not true. It's funny, but it's not actually true because, as we found out, politicians do have options. They're sleazier sort of, you know, leveraged options where there's thirsty career women on Capitol Hill that will do just about anything. Remember, who was the pollster that was having his toes sucked when we were launching missiles against Iraq? I can't remember his name.
You got me on that one.
Dick something, not Dick Cheney, but somebody else. Anyway. Whatever. So anyway, the Chappelle, he says this Chappelle special is his last for a while. Where's he going? Again, what's he going to do, Dave Chappelle, from here?
To count his money in his small town in Ohio.
Yeah, he talked about, like, what was it? Like strippers in his small town of Ohio. He's like, they're great because they're all hippies and they're barefoot and they like having dirty feet.
Yes. He said, yeah. Honey, here's a 50 and some dirt. Go kick yourself out. Yeah.
So he really lives in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a hippie town. Did you ever see the Chappelle block party?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that could be for you. A lot of musical groups that you're like, who are they? But Kanye's in it. But the whole first part starts in his town of Ohio, and he invites people from the town. He puts them on a bus. They come to Brooklyn and they have a block party with Common, Kanye West, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, The Roots, Dead Prez, The Fugees.
Wow.
I think I named everybody. Yeah.
By the way, Dave Chappelle's wife is obviously hot and she's Filipino.
I noticed that.
Yes.
With that Manny Pacquiao controversy. Yeah, and I was now in the gay community's defense. Manny Pacquiao said some outlandish shit about gay people. Very, very not nice things that I won't repeat, but there was biblical verses and some analogies to animals. Wasn't a good look. Nike took his shoes immediately, which I thought was a little harsh. A little harsh. You know what I mean? Because he's, just because he's Asian. You know what I mean? Fuck, you gonna take shoes off Asian dude to appease a gay dude. You know what I mean? No, you don't know what I mean. But Asian people kind of know what I mean. No? No Asians in the front? No? No, this is what I mean. Okay, look. Okay, you're an Asian dude. No, I say this with no disrespect, but we're all Americans, right? And we can agree that America has a huge body count all over the world, but nowhere more than Asia. Literally, if you look at history, recently, we have bombed the masculinity out of an entire continent. We dropped 2 atomic bombs on fucking Japan, and they've been drawing Hello Kitty and shit ever since.
I'm going to fall down a Dave Chappelle wormhole tonight, I think, on YouTube.
And it's not a bad one to fall.
Not a his bad first one to
special,
fall down.
His first special, Killing Them Softly, perfect.
Yeah. What is a lock in sports betting? A lock is simply put a bet you can't lose. You know that. And with my bookie, you cannot lose on their NBA lock of the season. Put a bet on either team to score between the Mavericks and the Nuggets, and when the first bucket hits, boom, you win. Let me put it like this. An NBA game has never gone scoreless, so you're going to win. This is a lock. It doesn't get any easier than that. My bookie wants you to get a taste of winning because it tastes so good. With superstars like Jokic, Doncic going head-to-head Friday night of this week, it will not take more than a minute of game time before your bet cha-ching, cashes in. And that's not all. You get paid Friday, wake up Saturday, and then you throw down on UFC 267. Saturday night, MyBookie is giving all users a $100 risk-free wager on the light heavyweight championship main event fight. So don't wait. Head to MyBookie.com now and use my promo code ZABE. That's promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and MyBookie will instantly double your first deposit. That's promo code ZABE. You can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, we got a lot to talk about today, including burying the lead. Jay, would you like to make this announcement right now on the ZabeCast so everyone knows about your personal life, which you're very delighted about? I would hope you're delighted about this news.
Yes. I am going to join the club, the Married Man's Club. I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Wow. How about them apples? How many years have you been dating your soon-to-be bride?
I don't know the date. Dating? Let's just say a lot.
10 years. Over or under 10 years?
Over 10, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, 2 weeks' time. The good news, it sounds like, is you're going to have a very small ceremony, and I'm not going to have to come. No offense.
No. You don't have to come. No. In fact, it's going to be the justice of the peace.
Nice. So who do you have adjudicating this holy matrimony?
I don't know. Who's ever at the Anne Arundel County Courthouse?
Okay. So you are, Jay, how old?
I am 51, Zay.
Have you ever been married before?
I have not.
You just felt like at this point in your life, you're like, you know what? I think I'll try that.
My Steve Young game. Wait till the last possible minute.
Can I ask what was the impetus for this? Family? Was she putting the full court press on you?
No. Well, it can.
I would think after 10 years.
I was going to say her press. I had the greatest press breaker ever. But no, I had. Okay, I'm going to be really honest now. I had the biggest clean bill of health from my cardiologist, who I found out I don't need anymore because my episode was a one-time episode that can be some people have heart failure and it's forever, but mine was from a virus and it just did a 180.
Wow. So, well, that's great. Yeah. That's great news. So you feel like with this new lease on life, with this woman that you have built a life with, but you have yet to make her a proper, full-blown, genuine, bona fide wife her up. Put a ring
living
on.
Living in sin. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that's great. So have you bought a wedding ring?
Have not bought one yet. I said we can go do that together.
Okay.
The sky's the limit. Under $5,000.
You're right. Some restrictions apply, basically, right?
Yes.
Are you going to play all the single ladies at your reception? Better put a ring on it, Jay. Whoop, whoop. Man, Beyonce in her prime, 2009. I was a member of the Beehive back then.
If she I ever, remember correctly, if she ever
do it, she ever do it for you?
Beyonce was, she's, you know, yes. I mean, in my top 15.
Top 15?
Rick Chill, by the way, has a great story about Beyonce.
Okay. Our friend Rick Chill, who's in the radio business, yes. Produces for the great Donnie Simpson radio in D.C., yes.
I believe he told me a story once where Beyonce was giving him the eyes.
No.
At a station event. I'm just telling you.
He's fucking crazy.
I'm just telling you. And I was like, I got to believe you. I cannot not believe you.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jay. That's awesome. Mazel.
Mazel mazel.
Good things, as we like to say. Yes. Alec Baldwin. Holy shit. I said yesterday on the podcast I would talk about it. Then I promptly forgot as the time was carrying on. So here we are to talk about it. I'm glad I did because I read more about what happened. This is one of the all-time epic fuck-ups I've ever heard of.
So they were doing a... Was it his stunt on his movie?
Yeah, so Alec Baldwin is I think he's the money behind this low budget film called Rust, okay. And he is not the director per se, but I think he's the executive director,
executive producer, director,
and he's also in the movie as an actor. Because
yes.
why spend your own money to make a movie that you're not in, right?
Right.
And apparently the cast, the film crew. That day of the fatal accident was off. They were using a secondary crew because the original crew walked off due to pay disputes and housing issues. Also, there was reports that other crew members had walked off the set protesting dangerous conditions. Some even said that, and this is unconfirmed yet, it'll all, I'm sure, come out in court, that basically some of the people were using these guns on the set to plink with after hours, you know, out in the desert. Like, okay, we're not shooting right now. Hey, give me that Colt 45. Pew, pew. Let's go shoot some cactus. I'm stunned that there are ever any live bullets in any gun on any movie set ever.
Yeah. I had to read it like three times because I kept saying, why were there bullets around?
Right.
We've seen this happen before.
I can understand, okay, maybe there's a scene where you're shooting away from people, you're shooting at a barrel full of water, and you want the water to come out, and it's just cheaper to do it that way than to CGI it in there. Okay, I guess. But out of safety, I'd say, like, look, we'll shoot all live bullet scenes clearly without anyone else around. They had apparently multiple guns on a table that was being manned by the so-called armorer of the movie, the person that is in charge of the guns. And the armorer, who was a woman, doesn't mean anything. She could have been qualified or not, but she was not part of the union, by the way. They have an armorer's union, apparently, in Hollywood, you would think.
I would like to have that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have some actual union rules and regulations. She was not part of the union because, again, Alec Baldwin was using cheap help. And apparently they had the guns laid out on a table outside of the barn or the church they were filming in due to COVID restrictions. So it's possible that their fear of the virus after all these days and weeks and months may have led to the fatal mishap of the young 42-year-old director of photography getting fatally shot on set. Holy shit.
Two things you can't skimp on a movie set.
Right.
Armorers and craft service. Can't skip on either one.
No, exactly. You shouldn't do that. So, will Alec Baldwin face any kind of charges whatsoever? Even involuntary manslaughter or reckless negligence or something?
His career might be over because the last person I remember causing a fatality on the movie set was John Landis on the Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, I remember.
Victor
Stuntman.
Vic Morrow and an Asian child were killed in a helicopter scene.
Right.
And John Landis, his career has never reached the heights that it did at that point, because he had just come off Trading Places, and I think he was the Blues Brothers director. He was like on a trajectory, and that happened, and I can't remember the last John Landis movie I've seen.
Yeah. 1983, during filming of The Twilight Zone, the movie, it says Vic Morrow, Wikipedia, cause of death.
Jennifer Jason Leigh's dad, by the way.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Cause of death, accidental decapitation by helicopter.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And there's a YouTube link saying Vic Morrow's death video. Do I dare click it?
No, because you can know. I've seen that before. That was dumb of me to click on that.
It's not really it, is it?
Oh, I think it's a scene.
Really?
Yes. Do you want to go down that rabbit hole?
Well, then how is oh God, yeah. Oh, jeez.
You clicked anyway, see?
Oh, I did.
See?
What am I doing now?
What are you going to click? What are you going to click on next? Two girls, one cup?
Oh my God, he was walking through waist deep water in this action scene, like some disaster scene on the movie where, you know, he's carrying two kids with him, and a helicopter falls on him, basically. A helicopter with its rotors running.
Yes.
Oh my. Oh, and two children died as well.
I thought it was one, it was two. Okay, I thought it was one, but that's even worse.
Yep. That's really bad, and I'm really sorry I clicked on that. Okay, moving right along. What would your price be for the Tom Brady football, number 600? Because the official price is now out, according to Darren Rovell. You know, of course, what I speak of.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. By the way, did you hear Jim Nantz say, after Tracy Wolfson explained the negotiation, Oh, that's a terrible deal.
Terrible deal.
Terrible deal. That was so funny. Here we go.
Go ahead.
He will get two signed jerseys and a helmet from Tom, a signed Mike Evans jersey and his game cleats, a $1,000 credit at the Bucks team store, and two season tickets for the remainder of this year and next.
That's a good deal.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
They say the ball might have been worth several hundred thousand dollars.
That's a good deal.
What would you have asked for?
Something about that, because he didn't do anything. You know, he didn't catch the ball. That's a good deal. He just handed to him by Mike Evans.
Yeah. I would have said
he was right place, right time.
I would have said I want season tickets for life with gold parking. The good shit.
Oh God!
What?
Yeah.
What?
Gold parking. You can ale at any time you want. Okay.
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to get season tickets, you got to get the parking. Parking's more valuable than tickets these days in sports. You know.
Very true.
Come on.
Very true.
So
very
I want
true.
Season tickets for life plus parking. The best parking. VIP. Gold parking. I want a signed game worn Brady jersey from the game itself, with the wear marks and the dirt marks photo matched. I want Brady to present it to me in person for a photograph. I want Brady to promise to shout me out at his Hall of Fame induction speech.
We're almost in range. I'm waiting for it. Go ahead.
And $6,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and a date with Giselle. Okay.
And I want 5 minutes uninterrupted scrolling through his photos app on his phone. Just to see what might be in there. Scroll, swipe, scroll, swipe, scroll. Oh. I mean, here's the thing. Brady is not showing any signs of slowing down.
He might do that 46 thing or 47 or whatever he keeps saying.
50.
Oh, he! I
50.
I don't see it not happening now. I laughed at him when he said that.
They don't let guys hit quarterbacks anymore, and he's too smart to get hit. He rarely takes any punishment. Think about it. Somebody should go back and pick a game, pick a season 10 years ago, and do a supercut of every time Brady gets hit, and then take one from last year or the year before and just count the number of times he's touched and how bad the hits are. Part of it is he's gotten smarter. But the other part is you can't touch these guys anymore.
That's why I'm praying that Aaron Rodgers comes out this year, because there have been, not rumors, I think it's a station out of Pittsburgh that has been saying it's possible that Aaron would love to come to Pittsburgh and play for Tomlin.
Imagine the bidding war. You guys, Denver.
Oh, why would he go to Denver?
You know, Elway. Elway, quarterback to quarterback.
I think it's girlfriends from there also.
Shailene
Woodley.
Shailene, exactly. How about the amazing resurrection of Carson Wentz? I was stunned at how well he moved and played on Sunday night in a monsoon in San Francisco. Like, he doesn't suck like he did last year with the Eagles. He's not seeing ghosts. He doesn't have the yips. I'm not saying he's MVP caliber, but he is way better. And this is coming off of two sprained ankles back in week two.
Rank these as the biggest, not narratives, the biggest stories from last week. The Cincinnati Bengals railroading the Ravens. Carson Wentz, the Chiefs' demise.
I think the Chiefs' demise is number one. Yeah, I said the hangover effect from losing the Super Bowl is the realest curse or jinx that we've got in the last 5 or 6 years. The loser of the Super Bowl the last 5 or 6 years, with the exception of the Patriots, has completely fallen off the map the next year.
Could you put some money on FanDuel for me? Because as I texted you, I think the cable station in the woods, I see Dan Orlovsky coming out with the Pat Mahomes might be overrated take. That's my money right there. Dan Orlovsky will be the first one
overrated
to say something that stupid. Yes, well, that Pat Mahomes is overrated.
He's not overrated. However, he has been high on fumes on this universal love of his, you know, flashy and fun-loving style. Because he had another terrible turnover this week. Second week in a row where, like, rookies don't make those turnovers. But because he's got $500 million, part owner of the Royals, everybody loves him. He's old froggy throat Mahomes. They're like, that no-look pass is great. That's a pick. You're killing
us.
You know what it really is, though?
What? You know what it really is?
What?
That white woman.
What? That's what got it. That's what's got him that soulful, froggy throated.
No. That's his downfall. That white woman.
Oh. Hey, he's in love with her. He is in love with her.
And by the way, somebody will take seriously what I just said. Oh my God. Oh, fuck Karen. I forgot about that. Jesus. How did I forget that? Sorry.
Somebody told me they think that your fuck Karen is a bit excessive and maybe a little bit too defensive. That we should retire it.
To whoever that person is, fuck you. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Well,
too
there you
excessive.
Go.
Excess.
Brittany Matthews is his girlfriend, now fiance's wife. Remember this?
She's sort of a pain in the ass.
This is after they won the...
God.
Soothing, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Don't you want a girl that's ride or die? Of course you did.
Oh, that's a little excessive. Let's just say that.
I mean, it just goes on.
Giselle is ride or die.
Here we go. Ready? Here she is.
Whoa, stop. Doubted us? Just like Eileen Nordigan, how many touchdown passes have you made, honey? There is no us.
Oh, no. She's an us. She thinks she's an us.
Doubted us. Oh, God.
By the way, who was doubting and who was counting? Like, there's always going to be somebody there's, yeah. who says, I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah. Tune in and say, all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day, guess what?
Oh, God.
She's
now I have a headache.
You can suck it. Yeah, I think the Chiefs potentially imploding is one of the biggest stories. And I also think that the cratering of some bad ideas at quarterback, like, say, Sam Darnold's resurrection that is not happening in Carolina is another one.
That was horrible. And you know who, who's sitting laughing at all of us? Charch. Because do you know who's having a really good year?
Kirk Cousins.
Yes. Yeah, oh, God. And I'm
sure
every time
is.
I go, Jesus Christ, I'm going to, I guess you got to get Smoot back on to say, I thought you said he was a downfall of him. Kirk Cain still the
Kirk
greatest.
Cain. I tell you that, Kirk Cain is a powerful Kirk drug, Zabe. It's a powerful drug. Yeah, well, all he has to do is lose one big game and they'll blame it on him. He's a stat-amasser. He is a end-of-game blowout guy. And to a certain extent, that is not incorrect. Even I, as a Kirk fan, don't put him in the top 10 of NFL quarterbacks. Well, maybe tickling 7, 8, or 9, perhaps. Everything's got to be right for him. He is not a singular baller game-changer on his own. He doesn't really have any superpowers. His only superpower is his work ethic and the fact that he has overachieved as a player. And I respect that. But as a player, though, it's not like he goes, wow, how are we going to stop him from doing this or that or whatever?
I believe Pro Football Focus has him as the third best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think Pro Football Focus is full of shit, but I don't know. Well, got to rate it somehow, right?
That's true.
All right, what else do we got before we get to FTG?
Oh, talk about your boy, Cooper Kupp. And I told you.
Yeah, I said, love for Cooper Kupp? Mighty Whitey.
Do you know his nickname, though?
No, what's Cooper Kupp's nickname?
This nickname may, I always say the greatest nickname is, not Ty Domi. The little ball, who was the little ball of hate? Pat Verbeek was the little ball of hate.
Little ball
That's
of hate,
always
yeah.
my favorite. Okay. But Cooper Kupp's nickname, White Rice.
White Rice?
Yes.
Why
White
do they
Jerry
call him?
White Jerry Rice.
Oh! Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, that is awesome.
That is fantastic. I mean, the production is just consistent week after week after week. 7 for 108, 9 for 163, 9 for 96, 5 for 64, 7 for 92, 9 for 130, and 10 for 156. He has 1-2-2-0-0-2-2 touchdowns. He has 9 touchdowns already on the year. It's amazing.
He is White Jerry Rice. That is 100%
he is good.
True.
He's fast. He's got great hands. He's durable. He's tough. He gets knocked around. And he's hell on wheels, man. Matt Stafford is making beautiful music with him. And he fits well with their other wide receivers. He's a good compliment.
Yeah, because everybody else can go straight line.
Yeah.
Deshaun, Robert Woods. And he can just flood the zones, go in and out as he pleases. It's actually perfection for him. By the way, can I say something?
How big do you think he is before you say something?
6'1", 6'2"?
6'2", 208.
Okay, yeah.
Not bad.
Can I also say, Kyle Shanahan is the most overrated coach ever. People talk about him as some genius. I looked up coaches that he's better than. He is no better than, Joe Walton.
Okay. Joe
Jim
Walton
Fossil,
of the Jets?
Yes, the late Jim Fossil. Ray Rose has a better winning percentage.
Well, Fossil went to a Super Bowl and lost, correct?
But then had
with
some
Kerry
pretty
Collins.
Dreadful season. Yes.
Right. Okay. Well,
this guy is no genius. I'm like, why do they keep calling him a genius?
Because the media seizes on a narrative and they don't let it go. It's like a dog with a bone.
But
he was such a genius when he was the OC for the Falcons, up 28-6, refused to just run the ball and punt, which would have won the game easily.
But I'm terrible for saying that. Okay. So
no, I. Who says? Oh no! So,
oh no! Somebody will say, will email you and give me some Kyle Shanahan stats. And again, no better than Joe Walton.
Okay, maybe you need to be in one of the press conferences.
Talk about momentum.
Coach, when the game was on the line, you made a decision that didn't pan out. Obviously.
Throw the ball.
Why didn't you decide to
Let
do the
Matt
other
Ryan
thing
get sacked.
That would have panned out?
Run the 100%. Ball. Punt even.
I mean, that's what I would have done.
That's what I would have done.
The thing that would have worked. The thing that you didn't do.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Obnoxious reporter, some East Coast paper?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, one of my favorite scenes there. Okay, are you ready for FTG?
I sure am.
Let's do it now.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
It's again, it's a whole group, not one person, but
group award.
Sports writers, stop being lazy. And I say that from this story. So, you know, there's a USC coaching, you know, vacancy. Today, somebody actually had the guts to say that Jeff Fisher is in the mix for the USC job.
Oh, I saw that.
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever, and that's just laziness. I'm just going to say Jeff Fisher because he went to USC and he's out of work. That's just lazy. Sports, the sports writing industry is pretty much a dead because people are lazy.
How do you know he's not actually in the mix?
Well, you know what? If Jeff Fisher is in the mix,
you just don't want him. You just don't want him. That's the thing. You know, you hate Jeff Fisher.
If Jeff Fisher's in the mix, well, I'm in the mix. Because I have just about as much of a shot as Jeff Fisher getting that job.
All right, so to all the sports writers being lazy, just throwing obvious names out there, you say...
Fuck that guy.
Mine goes to Field Judge Randy Smith. Who's he? He's the guy that called a penalty on Iowa State's wide receiver, Xavier Hutchinson... Because he high-stepped it into the end zone. Here's the call on Iowa State Radio. Might well be the worst call.
And a give to Hall. No throw. Over the middle. Caught Hutchinson wide open. He'll take it all the way for a Cyclone touchdown. They went RPO and now a flag after the play.
Oh, and then it, of course, has...
A flag at the end of the play as Hutchinson took it all the way for the Cyclone touchdown. The touchdown will come back. I mean, it's going to be taunting. Come on.
That referee needs to be fired immediately. Randy Smith, I want to see you working at a Foot Locker fetching me a size 12 in the back room. You suck. F that guy. Why do referees do this, Jay? Why can they not use reasonable judgment?
As they Tootsie Roll pop, the world will never know.
I guess not. All right, Jay, mazel mazel. Send us a wedding photo, even as humble as it may be, and may you enjoy many years of marital bliss going forward.
Thank you, Zane.
All right, buddy, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye now.
As they say, bold strategy, Cotton. Getting married for the first time at 53. But hey, I've heard it. I've seen it. I know it can work. And heck, he's been with this girl for a long time. It's really a matter of legal paperwork at this point. Mazel mazel, Jay. That's it for us today. Thank you so much for downloading and being a part of the Zabecast Nation. Spread the word. Rate and review as always. And as always, we will see you next time. What is a lock in sports betting? A lock is simply put a bet you can't lose. You know that. And with MyBookie, you cannot lose on their NBA lock of the season. Put a bet on either team to score between the Mavericks and the Nuggets. And when the first bucket hits, boom, you win. Let me put it like this. An NBA game has never gone scoreless, so you're going to win. This is a lock. It doesn't get any easier than that. MyBookie wants you to get a taste of winning. Because it tastes so good. With superstars like Jokic, Doncic going head-to-head Friday night of this week. It will not take more than a minute of game time before your bet, cha-ching, cashes in. And that's not all. You get paid Friday, wake up Saturday, and then you throw down on UFC 267. Saturday night, MyBookie is giving all users a $100 risk-free wager on the light heavyweight championship main event fight. So don't wait. Head to MyBookie.com now and use my promo code ZABE. That's promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and MyBookie will instantly double your first deposit. That's promo code ZABE. You can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.